So when Parshas Bereishis rolls around, I know this week is Parshas Noach, but I just started a new zman. This is my first opportunity to address the Yeshivat Lev Shlomo since Yontif. And one of the things that I think is primary on people's minds, bothers me very much when people talk like this, but I guess it's reality. People talk about the letdown from Yontif, like, you know, you just had a whole Sukkis and Simchas Torah, and then it's back to the boring, you know, humdrum day-to-day life of getting back to normalcy. And it bothers me that people talk like that, and I try very hard not to talk like that. And I was trying to think as I was preparing these words, you know, if there was, I would be interested in knowing, you know, from the guys who have heard me for a lot of years, if you have like the one theme that I keep on talking about pretty much in different forms and different ways over and over again, I wonder what you would think it would be. I'm just interested in the people who listen to me. I'm not going to put you on the spot now and ask that question. Maybe afterwards when we're not on the air recorder, you could tell me what you think it is. But I somehow always find myself speaking about, you know, this similar type of topic. You know, Chazal say, "Kol hascholos kushos." All beginnings of new times are difficult. It's interesting. Sometimes, you know, it's just the opposite. You know, the kid in the beginning, he's, you know, the kid starts high school, ninth grade, comes in the first day, he's all excited. You know, it's like, what do you mean? The first week is like the best week, but, you know, pretty soon reality tries the first tests, you know, the first round of exams in high school. It's interesting where Chazal come up, where this, I've always heard this kolos kushos. The question is, where does it come from? It's actually a mechilta. It's a commentary of the Medrash in Parshas Yisro, where Perek Yudtes, Pasuk Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people, they're about to receive the Torah. He's about to appear to them and give them the Torah. And he says to them, Ve'ata im shama'a tishma'u b'koli u'shmartim ez brisi ve'yisem li segula mikol amim. From that word, Ve'ata, and now, Kadosh Baruch says, and now, if you listen to my commandments I'm about to give you and you really keep the bris. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, a very bizarre, almost like a bizarre kind of formulation of that. I mean, I don't know, I guess the Medrash is bothered. Why did Hashem have to stick in the word Va'ata? And now. Now. Listen to me now. Focus now. Put your kochos in. Put your energies in now. Va'ata. So the Mechilta says, Va'ata means, if you put effort and energy in now, at the beginning, pretty soon it'll become a lot easier. Pretty soon you'll get the hang of it. You'll get used to it. And Rashi quotes there from the Mechilta, Shekol hascholos kushos. Because the start of something is always difficult. The start of something is always more challenging because it's just hard to get into the new rhythm at the beginning. We're used to, you know, 10 days or of Yontif, whatever. Used to, it's hard to get into things at the beginning. But once you get into it at the beginning, once you get over that hump, once you put in that effort at the beginning, says Rashi, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, Va'ata, now you're hearing about Torah for the first time, it's going to be a challenge for you. Va'ata. Va'ata, im shema tishmu b'koli, I'm calling your attention. Now put in the koichas. Shekol ascholos kashas. But if you put in the effort and energy now, pretty soon you'll see. It's not so difficult. It's not so hard. It's not so daunting. It's not so terrible. There's also an interesting, the other place that it shows up in Chazal, again, it's, how did I find these locations? Not because I'm a brilliant Talmud Chacham and I know everything. I haven't finished Shas a few times, like Rabbi Levin. But I have a book called the Mechlol HaMa'amarim VaPiskamim. So the book tells you any great phrases of Chazal, tells you where to find them. So you got to know how to cheat when you're a rabbi also. So apparently the only two places in Chazal where this shows up is in that Mechilta. Rashi quotes from that Medrash, and there's a Tosfos in Tainis that quotes it also. The Gemara says in Masechta Tainis that if you're posea psia gasa, if you're poseya psiyagasa, that means if you, you know, if you take large steps. So apparently there was a style of walking in the times of the Gemara that if you were poseya psiyagasa, you take large steps, it shows that you're a balgaiva. So the Gemara says in Tainus that every time, if you're poseya psiyagasa, you lose 1/500th of your sight. So says the Gemara Tainus. If you walk like a balgaiva, if you walk like an arrogant person, you strut, I guess, the way you walk. Sometimes the way people walk, you could tell that they're a big balei gaiva from the way they walk. You know, they walk. When they walk into a room, so, you know, everybody has to know that they walked into the room. They're a big balei gaiva. They walk. So apparently, poseya psiyagasa, the Gemara says, you lose 1/500th. So ask Tosis Akasha, so how come all the balei gaiva, when they take 500 steps, they don't go blind? That's Tosis Akasha. If every step you take, you lose 500, you lose 1/500th, so first Tosis answers, well, it means 1/500th of what's left. So do the math. So the first step, you lose a 500th. The second step, you lose a 500th of the 499 out of the 500th. So it's not a 500th. It's a little less than a 500th. That's, but then Tosis says, but why should that be so? I mean, if you lose 1/500th on the first step, so if that's the amount that it takes away from your eyesight, it should take away the same amount in the second one. So Tosis says two answers. The first answer is, if you do it on the first step, the first step is hard. The first step, it affects you. But once you get used to it, so then the gaiva doesn't have such an impact on you. This the psiyagasa. So the first one is not so kema dadashba. Once you get used to it, so it doesn't have an effect on you as much. And then the second answer is no, dafka only the first step that takes away from your eyesight, because kol ascholos kashos. That's what Tosa says. Because to start to walk the psiyagasa, when you start in the beginning, that's the haschola, that's the beginning of it, and that's what takes the most out of you. The psiyagasa takes the most out of you. It's the first one, kol ascholos kashos. But the point is that we have this idea that beginning, you know. And when I listen to the Baal Kori reading Parshas Bereishis the first time at the beginning, I don't feel depressed that we're no longer in Yontif. I don't feel that way at all. I feel how exciting it is that we're starting the Torah again from Bereishis. That we're starting again from Bereishis. That we have a clean slate. In other words, up until Hoshana Rabbah, we were all like worrying about last year. You know, the whole Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, like, we're dwelling on the sins of the past, trying to get rid of the sins of the past. But when we start with Bereishis, we're basically saying, okay, the past is the past. Last year was last year. What's done is done. And now we have the koiches to begin fresh, to begin new. We're supposed to be focused on being optimistic, being positive. We have a new chance, a new beginning, a new zman, we have a chance to be new people. To begin anew. And you know, Chazal have another thing that they say. I remember the Mashgiach in Karen Biavna talking about this. I don't remember all the Meir Makomas that he talked about. Rav Rivlin, there was a Mashgiach in Karen Biavna. He's still there. When I was there, he was Mashgiach. He's still there. And he's been Mashgiach 40 years, long time. He used to also always talk about this Mamar Chazal. Chazal say, I didn't look this one up in the Mechlo HaMamar Riva Piskamim. Chazal say, Yesh kona olamo b'sha achas. Yesh kona olamo b'sha achas. Unbelievable statement of Chazal. Yesh kona olamo b'sha achas. Some people acquire their entire olam haba in one moment. Really? You can acquire your entire olam haba in one moment? One moment of tshuva. The way the Mashiach used to talk about this a lot is that one of the incredible things about the way Hashem created us as people, that's what I like to always say, Pshat, Bereishis bara Elokim es Hashamayim ves Haaretz. Bereishis bara Elokim. I said it here over in Yeshiva. Bereishis. Everyone asks, this word Bereishis doesn't make any sense. What's the word, right? Rashi talks about it means Bishvil Yisrael Shnikareishis, Bishvil Atayrish Shnikareishis, Bishvil Bikurim Shnikareishis, whatever the Pshat is. Bereishis. With Reishis, Hashem created the world. So, what I like to say on that pasuk is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in an incredible way. Every moment is a moment of Reishis. He used Reishis to create the world. Bereishis, using Reishis, Bara Elokim es Hashamayim es Aretz. There's a koach of reishis that Hashem used to create the world. There's a koach of reishis in the world. Every moment in life, a person has the ability to start from scratch. Every moment in life, a person has the ability to say, whoever I was yesterday, I'm not today. A person can make a decision. A person can make a decision. It's not the way. Again, I know I've been talking about this a lot. I always talking about this. But it's not the way that just because we've been one way a whole time, so bereishis baruch Hashem, it's a koach of reishis. The Mashiach used to say, yesh kona olamu b'sha'achas. What that means for here, I think it means two things for what I want to speak about today. Yesh kona olamu b'sha'achas. Two things. Number one, pshuta k'mashal, what I'm saying right now, I'm saying that at any moment in time, a person can make a decision that affects his whole world. Any moment. Every moment is a moment that has in it reishis. That's what we say every morning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. We say every morning in davening that Hashem every morning recreates the world again. Why is that significant? Why is that significant? Why couldn't God have just created the world one time and just let the world continue going? I mean, I assume that's the way all of us really think it worked. I mean, He created the world 5,775 years ago, and now the world continues to exist. Why is it so significant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world every single day? Why is that so significant? Why did he set it up that way? So, I think that the reason why the Rabbanu Shalom set the world up in a way that he was mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Bria in a way that every moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to decide whether to recreate the world or not, is to teach us exactly this message. That each of us has the ability to recreate ourselves every single moment. That's the way He created the world. That's the koach. That's why I thought the pshat is bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim es haaretz. Using the koach of reishis, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. He didn't create the world as a stagnant place where things are supposed to just stay the same and be the same. He created the world yesh kona olamo b'sha achas. You can mamish become a different person in one moment. You could become a different person in one moment of deciding of tshuva. This gentleman spoke here today and he said that one time his life was just going miserable and he was way off the derech and doing terrible things, and at one moment he laid down on a field somewhere and he decided, you know what? I remember one of the boys who really did so gevaldik in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't happening in high school. This wasn't happening for him, and he went to Eretz Yisrael. And like, I went to visit him 4 months later, I couldn't believe the kid just was a whole different kid. So I said to him, tell me, what's the secret? How did it happen? What happened? Who did it? Like, which schmooze was it? What happened? You know, how did you hit rock bottom? Which rabbi? What was it? He said, it wasn't anything. I simply actually sat down one day in the Beis Medrash, and I was thinking about it. I said, you know, I'm a Jew. So maybe I should actually start living like one. And that was it. That's mamish a description of this Gemara. Yesh kona olamo b'sha achas. All it takes to a person is one moment of clarity, one moment of calm, one moment of decision to say, you know what? I've always wanted to be this. This is what I'm going to decide to be. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz. A person makes, so if we're reading now Bereishis and Noach, and we're starting off the Zman. I know we started off, it's a new Zman. When you're gone for 10 days, the new Zman. So we have to realize, we shouldn't be, oh, it's such a downer after Yontif. I never have that feeling. I think that's such a wrong feeling to have. It's a downer after Yontif. Yontif, Sukkis, Shmiyat Zera, Simchas Torah, Gevaldik. Okay, there you have that time for the Koach of celebration. Believe me, there's nobody who likes Simchas Torah more than me. I love Simchas Torah. It's amazing. It's one of the highlights of my year. But so is the next day. Because the next day, I could daven Shacharis, and I could learn Torah, and I could do chesed for people, and I could live my life as a Jew. It's bereishis. It's brand new. It's my new life. It's my chosen bereishis. It's my chosen bereishis. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, he was very machmed every year. He wouldn't take the aliyah of chosen Torah every year. Every year he was chosen bereishis. Because Yiddishkeit's not about what we just finished. It's not about what happened in the past. That's not the Iker Gang of Yiddishkeit. The Iker Gang of Yiddishkeit is Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tovo Ma'aseh Bereishis. Vika gang of Yiddishkeit is kolas cholos kashos. Vika gang of Yiddishkeit is va'ata im shamoa tishmu b'koli v'yisim l'iskula va'ata shes Rashi shakolas cholos kashos. Is to focus on the here and now. What can I do right now? What can I be koda right this minute? Not about how my life has been till this point. It's about right now. Chasen Bracious, or Salvechik has in the Sefer, beautiful piece of Torah about how the whole makar of where we make a siyum, right? When the whole makar of where we make a siyum comes from the fact that Shlomo HaMelech, Hashem gave the Pasuk in Malachim, Aleph says that Hashem, Shlomo, Hashem said to Shlomo, what do you want? Ask for anything. What did Shlomo ask for? He asked for wisdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, in Malachim Aleph, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, he gave him a lev chacham v'navon. Says the Medrash in Shir Hashirim, what did Shlomo HaMelech do when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a lev chacham v'navon? Says the Medrash in Shir Hashirim, what did he do? He made a party. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me wisdom. And says the Medrash, Mikan she'osin suda l'gamra shel Torah. From here, we have a raya that you make a party when you make a siyum. So asked Rav Moshe Salvechik, he asked, what do you mean? That's a source that you can party to see him? Shlomo didn't learn anything. God gave him the wisdom. He just gave him the ability to learn more. He hadn't used the wisdom yet. Just the fact that Hashem gave him the wisdom, that's a raya that you make a siyum? He didn't finish anything. Said Rav Moshe Salvechik, no, that's exactly the pshat. What's the whole point of a siyum? What are we rejoicing at when you make a siyum? You're not rejoicing at what you learned already. Shkoyach, you learned it already. You did it. It's in the past. We don't celebrate. In Judaism, we don't celebrate the past. We don't care. The past is of our ayin. It's gone. What are you celebrating at a siyum, said Rav Salvechik? You're celebrating that, wow, I now had an aliyah of Torah. I finished all of Shas. I had an aliyah. I finished the Masecht of Shas. So now I know that Masechta well enough that I can maybe actually now begin to go back and learn it and really understand it and really know it on a deeper level. That's the Simcha. The Simcha of Asiyam is not what I finished already. The Simcha of Asiyam, who did I become as a result of what I finished learning, that now I'm on a level of understanding of Torah to a way that I can now attack Torah in a new way, and I now have the wisdom. I finished, so now I have the wisdom that I could learn something new now. Now my new learning is going to be an andere learning b'chlal. It's going to be a whole different learning b'chlal because of the Torah that I knew and what's inside of me now. That's the party. The party is the abilities that I now have to learn. Oh, that I learned from Shlomo HaMelech. So said Rav Salvechik. That's the right for Shlomo HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him wisdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him chachmas. And now he had the ability to learn at a higher level. That's for the raya that you make a siyum. That's a raya that you make a party at a siyum. Because what's a siyum? A siyum is not thank you for it. It's not I'm so great because of what I just learned. The siyum is, oh, what I just learned now gives me the koichas to learn further. Gives me the koichas of Bereishis. Gives me the koichas to start anew. And that's why on Simchas Torah, the minute after we finish Zos HaBracha, Mamish the minute, there used to be a minig, Rav Salvechik writes in Harei Kedem, there was a minig, old minig, that the same person who got Chasen Torah, he was the same person who was also Chasen Bereishis. There was an old minig like that. An old minig. Because it's not the ikar on what you finished. It's not oh, we're so happy we finished. It's all, it's done, it's finished, it's gone, it's in the past. That's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is Bereishis Bar Elokim. Yiddishkeit is every moment, like Dr. K likes to say, the new secular studies principal, you guys might not know who he is, Dr. Kirschenbaum, he likes to say, excellence is a race without a finish. Yiddishkeit is a race without a finish. Godless Batoira, Godless B'Yiras Shamayim, Godless Ba'avodas Hashem is a race without a finish. It's a million racises. It's a million racises. And of course, whenever I keep saying that, in the back of my head, I'm saying a person shouldn't feel like it's like treadmill. He's running up and he's never getting anywhere. He shouldn't feel that way. But every moment is Yesh Kona Olamo B'Shah Achas. Every moment a person has the ability to completely recreate himself. Every moment a person has the ability to begin again. On the dot, it's such an incredible thing about Yiddishkeit. No matter how low a person sunk, no matter how badly he's done, no matter what, any moment could be the moment of purity. Any moment could be the moment of the new me. It's incredible. So hopefully we shouldn't, I don't think people should have the attitude after Yontif, oh, man, I gotta wait a whole nother year till Simchas Torah again. Now, there's a little piece of me that feels a little bit down about that, I'm gonna admit it. A little piece of me that feels a little down, but Adarabba, Bereshis, Noach, Lech Lecha. What are we learning? What are we learning? Shabbos Project. Shabbos. Can a non-Jew participate in the Shabbos Project? Okay. Every word of Torah that we're learning is Bereshis. So it should be a Zman of new beginnings, new vistas, new challenges, new Hatzlachas, and Bez Hashem, we should be Zocha to have a year filled with growth, Hatzlacha Rabba, Baruch Nius Uvagashmius, Lanu L'chol Beis Yisrael. You can turn off the thing now. We'll turn it off. Turn it off, hold on. Turn it off. No, what's the